USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump discusses what action the U.S. may take against Iran after a drone was shot down in international airspace.
You'll find out. I mean, obviously, you know, we're not going to be talking too much about it. You're going to find out. They made a very big mistake.
Iran claims the drone was in Iranian airspace and on a spying mission. Police are investigating a nightclub shooting that left at least 10 people wounded in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The police chief says the overnight shooting does not appear to be random and may be gang-related. No suspects are in custody, and the police say no one in the community is at risk. Forecasters say heavy thunderstorms that pounded the central United States with hail, damaging wind, and rain could trigger flash floods from Pennsylvania to southern New Jersey. The NBA draft is set for tonight with Duke's Zion Williamson expected to be the top overall pick. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A bombshell today in the murder trial of a Navy SEAL accused of killing an ISIS prisoner overseas. Special Operations Chief Edward Gallagher is accused of premeditated murder while serving in Iraq. But on the stand today, a medic shockingly testified that he is the one who killed the prisoner, not Gallagher. U.S. Navy SEAL Corey Scott admitted under cross-examination he was responsible for the prisoner's death. America's median age has risen, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows the median age of the country's population is 38. Well, 38.2 to be exact, effective in 2018, up from 37.2 in 2010. It means half of the country's population is under the age of 38, and the other half is over the age of 38. The increase is due in large part to baby boomers who surpassed the 65-year-old mark, that age group increasing by 30% since 2010.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that human trafficking is a strain on humanity that violates basic human rights. He named China, Iran, North Korea, Syria, Venezuela, and Cuba among the worst offenders. And regarding those countries that turn a blind eye to human trafficking, Secretary of State Pompeo says,
if you don't stand up to trafficking, America will stand up to you. President Trump has proven this, and he has mobilized our federal government to make human trafficking a true top priority for the United States. This is highly appropriate. Last October, the President hosted and I chaired a meeting of the Interagency Task Force to monitor and combat trafficking in persons. It was the first time that a President had attended a meeting of that task force in its 19 years of existence. The President that day vowed that he would not rest, quote, until we have stamped out the menace of human trafficking once for all, and he instructed every agency to take on that action. Here at State, we're doing our best to answer that call. We engage in year-round activity with our partners in more than 80 countries to support anti-trafficking programs all across the world. Last fall, the Department, with important input from survivors, worked to produce a video about the risks of human trafficking and inform visa applicants of their rights. It's on display in the waiting rooms at most of our embassies and consulates all across the world.
A new report out from the State Department shows that 77% of victims who are exploited in human trafficking are exploited in their own country. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.